I was on a big radio show in New England this morning, and I bring up all the facts, and most of the callers called in agreeing, but one guy called and said, I just can't believe you. You ought to leave the country. You're just lying. You're just making all this up. Brother, I wish I was making every bit of it up. Believe me, I like my life. I won't want to be doing this. I wish I wasn't having to fight for this republic tooth and nail. I wish I wasn't watching this country being torn limb from limb. But let me tell you something. Just because you're ignorant of something doesn't make it false. Just because you deny something doesn't mean it isn't true. And let me tell you something. It's so bad I can't even tell you how bad it is. I mean, it's scary when you're a full-grown adult and you're out there and see 100 cops lined up in Darth Vader outfits beating their batons on their breastplates like the Roman centurions did for intimidation. The government is trying to intimidate the people. Trillions are missing from the treasury. DynCorp is in the Chicago Tribune running white slavery rings. Total criminals have seized control of the government. They've brainwashed the police and turned them into attack dogs. The North American Union has been set up. We're going down worldwide. Mayday, mayday. I mean this. I'm serious. To the whole world, mayday, mayday, mayday. They're now starting to censor our communications. They're killing and arresting more and more patriots. Mayday, mayday, mayday. The United States has been seized by the New World Order. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Everybody, you've been mesmerized and conditioned incrementally to accept it. Wake up to what's happened. Mayday, 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 mayday. Scientifically crafted psychological warfare programs are working in unison to deliver us into total tyranny. They're preparing for a worldwide depression to consolidate all the wealth and totally enslave us and launch World War III and endless wars. Mayday, mayday, mayday. They own both parties. The New York Post, Rupert Murdoch just endorsed Hillary for senator. He's been having secret fundraisers for her. Mayday, mayday. Bill Clinton and Hillary worked for the CIA, and Bush Sr. was their case officer when they were first recruited. Mayday, 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 mayday. Foreign countries have grabbed 8,000 miles of Texas roads and are now putting in the toll roads. The former chief economist of the World Bank Nobel Prize winner said it's part of going into global receivership. We're already going into bankruptcy. Mayday! 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 I mean, we've got to take this serious. Mayday! Mayday! I'm here going down with the ship. Mayday! 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 We're under attack. The entire Western world's been seized by criminals and are using scientifically developed techniques to brainwash and condition us to lay down. You've got to break your conditioning. Police, military, people in the government, please listen to me. The government staged terror attacks against us. They're killing our people. Don't deny it. You know about the Atomic Soldiers Project, Shad, Tuskegee, the forced sterilizations, how they brought 10,000 Nazis over here. They have the troops breathing depleted uranium. The cancer rate has more than quadrupled now, more than tripling. It had previously tripled. Birth defects have more than tripled. The sperm count's down to over 80%. Mayday, mayday, mayday. There's toxins and poisons in the water. They're putting poison in the water to condition us. It's a toxic sedative, sodium and stannous fluoride both. Major studies going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, and even today. Mayday, mayday, mayday. All different forms of brain tumors are up several thousand percent. Hundreds of major scientific studies show it's causing huge brain tumors with the radiation emitted by cell phones. Mayday, 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 mayday. Mayday, 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 mayday. We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. They're pointing machine guns and screaming at our children. Do you understand? They're conditioning us. They're building FEMA camps. They've abolished the Bill of Rights. Mayday, mayday, mayday. I've sacrificed everything I am and everybody I'll ever be to fight this thing, and I'm telling you, it's even more horrible than I thought. It's moving quickly. Mayday! 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 Mayday!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you for joining us. I guess that was about a year and a half ago when they were lining the children up with police dogs barking at them saying it's the law, you've got to take vaccines in Maryland, how time flies. Not the beginning of this school year, but the beginning of the last. We've got Alan Watt joining us for 2 hours today to break down the New World Order and take your calls coming up later. A ton of vital news and information. Talk about Mark Cuban and a lot more. Stay with me.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. The economic disaster is taking food out of the mouths of our families. Farmers, food brokers, and grocery stores can't get credit to supply your food. Over a third of us can't afford to buy food and pay our other expenses. Lines of credit and cards are often cut back or canceled. Last year, the eFoods Direct Holiday Food Unit was a fun and exciting one-year supply with a great price. This year, to quickly complete our food supply preparations, eFoods Direct has created a very serious holiday unit. This super supply costs $300 less than the basic Liberty one-year supply and has more food. Save food for less than half the cost of last year's groceries. For delivery by Christmas, orders must be submitted by the end of November. Good food is a gift of life and love this holiday season. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A lot is happening in the United States and across the planet. Just a few days ago in Washington, D.C., 20 world leaders met, openly calling for world government for and by the private banks regulating stock markets and financial transactions with an iron fist in the name of stopping the economic crises of the future, when they are the very ones that have orchestrated collapses all across the planet over and over again to consolidate power and control. That is no secret. They're on record admitting it. But they know that they have a public that is unaware of that. They know they have a public, one-fifth of the United States in major studies. On average, some studies show higher, some show lower. Can't even find the United States on a globe with borders. Just the names are removed. They can't even find it because they're so self-centered. It's not that they're even innately stupid. They are ignorant. They are so focused on whatever the fad-driven television media society tells them is important. They are so obsessed with trying to fit into those molds and whichever little fake archetype they decide to use as their avatar, basically. whatever look and feel and worldview they pick up from the establishment, whatever clique they're in, they are so selfish that they literally lose what it is to be alive on this planet and to try to learn the mysteries of our world and our universe. They are unquestioning, really biological robots, androids, programmed by the television set. And then the corporate culture, the mind-numbed plastic mannequin society, is magnified because you've got all of these androids that don't have any original thoughts of their own, who are fully programmed, and then they go out and squawk and parrot and bleat and bray, Obama or Bush, WMDs, guns are bad, hand them in, police state good. That those of us that don't want to be automatons, those of us that don't want to be mindless slaves, we are looked down upon. I mean, how can there be any denial about the society we live in and what we face as a species? How can there be any denial that we have a general public worldwide, to some extent or another, captured, frozen, encapsulated in a very thin slice of society? I mean, the world the delusional live in is real. It's just a small part of reality, a very thin slice. And they live out their lives in that control paradigm, in that control box. And because they were told there's no world government, there's no central banks, the Federal Reserve is government, it's not private, because they were told the government's only good and wants to help you, it doesn't matter if government now has pulled off the gloves and said, we're not government, we're a private receivership arm of a gang of high-tech pirates that use high-tech mind control, public relations, propaganda to neutralize you. Even when it's openly being trumpeted and announced in front of them, which is the final trick of the magician, of the controllers, even when it's out in their face, even as the impending economic and social doom accelerates all around us, they still can't see it because their egos are bound up in the false image of the world they hold so dear. The cognitive dissonance. An example of that is a division of NASA, Goddard, the head climatologist there, Al Gore's little front man, pushing for world taxation, regulation of all human output and activity. That's what it is. Neo-feudalism. Total serfdom. He has been caught, as well as the United Nations, over and over again, falsifying climate data. They just lie about what the weather stations all over the world and the exact weather records show. And they import fake numbers on a planetary scale, and they get caught, and they say, hey, we don't care, and then they just import new fake numbers and get caught over and over again. And instead of the religious followers of the new Earth religion, which is the old Earth religion, but it centers around hatred of humanity and our activities, because the elite hates us, it's a way to give the general public their basic template view that the elite has, to pass that mindset on. They don't respond with, oh my God, we've been lied to. Oh my gosh, the whole solar system was heating up for the last 30, 40 years, and now it's suddenly cooling down really fast, and oh my goodness, ice caps on moons of Saturn and Jupiter are expanding. Liquid oceans on moons of planets and systems are freezing again. The sun doesn't have a single thermal flare on its surface. No massive Coriolis ejections. The giant sun flares. the purest spots through a telescope. There's none. That's never been recorded in the 300 years that the sun has been accurately studied and the universities have been marking down sunspot activity. And so in the space of a year, they have gone from saying it's global warming to climate change, and now they're switching, saying we've got to control carbon dioxide. It's causing an ice age. And they talk about climate stability and stopping climate change. You always have climate change. So coming up in the last 30 minutes of this hour, I'm going to play some clips from a great documentary, which I've checked out every facet of over the years, even before the film was made. You know, it's the basic research that's out there. And it is 100% accurate. So we're going to air part of some of the audio of this documentary so we can critique it and comment on it. We will have open phones for the next 2 hours off and on until Alan Watt joins us in the third and fourth hour. And we will have open phones with him as well. So 1-800-259-9231. But Paul Watson wrote a story about the other mainstream news articles about NASA falsifying data. And by the way, NASA blew the whistle on this. You know, there's other divisions of NASA exposing that it's really the sun and exposing the quacks that are discrediting them over at Goddard, named after the Nazi. The Goddard Space Center. But people went into the comments section and they said, I'll take science over Alex Jones. Or I'll take NASA's science over Alex Jones. The article isn't about Alex Jones. The article is NASA admitting and the UN admitting that they accidentally, year after year, continue to import on a planetary scale fake data. By the way, the data is fed into them. They go in and falsify it. They go in and change it. These aren't mistakes. These are facts. These are weather stations in Moscow and New York and McMurdo Weather Station, Antarctica. They go in and they falsify them. They go in and they'll take a month or 2 months before. They'll take a summer month and they'll stick it in the fall month. And there's not a response by those of you now. Now, at the top, it's a cold-blooded scientific way to tax all human activity, regulate us, make humans bad, make us the enemy, tax us for breathing. The ultimate joke in your face. But it's a perfect world tax to control people. But knowing that you have a vacuum for religion, a vacuum for what they would call superstition, the social engineers have made you this new earth religion, and you're just lapping it up. So you don't respond to any of the scientific facts. You just say, oh, Alex Jones is afraid of science, and then don't look at the evidence. So that's some of the issues I want to talk about today as well. I watched a lot of TV again, a lot of TV news this morning, flipped around for about an hour watching it, and on every channel there were women cooing and women twittering around, batting their eyes, touching their chest, breathing, catching their breath, talking about Obama, showing him on GQ, the cover, showing him on the cover of Time magazine as Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Of course, it was all staged. You know, the women twitter and coo and make sexual desire faces at the teleprompter all day. So men sit there, you know, at a primitive level thinking an attractive female is showing sexual desire for me. No, they're a salesperson trying to con you and rip you off for the military-industrial complex that owns those channels. It's like they have the cute young hunks twittering and winking and making the smiley faces and blushing. They do fake blushing. These are actors for the women to fool you. They do exactly what sociologists and behavioral psychologists and sexual psychologists say women want and what men want. And they just twittered and twittered to teach the women to twitter for Obama. And they are saying he is the Messiah. I mean, it's only getting worse. We'll be right back.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology, trust by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Your call's coming up in the next segment. You know, again, everything in this society is fad-driven. Once the corporate chiefs, the Madison Avenue spin doctors, can sell you that, hey, it's trendy, it's alternative to have a bunch of tattoos, people go and cover their bodies with them. I'm not making a moral judgment one way or the other. I don't care. My point is they say it's the fad, everybody does it. They say it's the fad for everybody to get a nose ring. Large portions of the society do. They say it's the fad to drive a BMW if you're in a certain status and class, and to use this type of golf clubs and dress this way and to talk this way. People take on, you know, these different corporate false persons they create. And they put themselves in these smaller boxes. And the establishment gives you lots of little niche choices and lots of little counterculture choices. You know, there's the cowboy, there's the roughneck, there's the lumberjack look, you know, for rural people. There's all these different subgroups of trendies and pibs and punk rockers and rockabillies and just on and on and on. And then the establishment can say, well, part of being in this clique or this tribe, tribalism, this subset, is that you have these beliefs. And this is generally, you know, the icons of the movement and the people that speak for the movement. And see, once the population's been trained from very young age, you got to have this pair of Reebok tennis shoes. You know, those were big in the mid-'80s or early 80s. White tennis shoes, and they've got to stay white, so you've got to have the white shoe polish and keep them all clean. And, you know, then in the early 90s, it's having the pants hanging down around your ankles or, you know, hanging down over your hind end. All of this, it doesn't matter. The point is that every year they can have a new fad, a new style, and the women have to throw out everything they've got and go out and buy it again. You know, it started as a mode to just sell more products and to make people buy a new wardrobe every year. But it created a culture, and humans have always been fad-driven, always peer pressure, always tribal. But it takes that to a new level to where now they could come in and hype Bush up with a national fad of American flags out and mindlessly saying we've got to do whatever it takes. And suddenly there were people all over TV saying, I want to take a microchip. I want world government to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. You know, that was a fad. That was a mania. A fanaticism, his approval rating shot up to 89%, the highest of any president ever. Then he just could do anything, and they rammed all this police state legislation through. Which Obama's announcing they're going to expand. Forget looking at or removing. Now, they'll remove one or two little things or change some minor language for PR purposes, but it doesn't even look like they're doing that. It's just everything stays and gets expanded. So it's the same thing with Obama, but I've never seen it this strong. I mean, I was flipping around on MSNBC, CNN, Fox, and it was cooing women. And normally on the shows, it's one woman, one man, but suddenly today, the men weren't there. This was a special across all channels. Man, if I had the staff to analyze this, break it down, make video clips out of it, show people what they're doing, I wish we had the capital to do that. Anyways, because it's so obvious once you know what you're looking for. Cooing and literally breathing heavy and patting their chest and, oh, hold on, ooh, ooh, I'm my heartbeat, oh, I want him. You know, they're just, it was ridiculous, but it's fake on top of it. Women breathing heavy, like it's Elvis, you know, collapsing, oh. You know, those staged events. But once they staged a few women collapsing 6, 7, 8 months ago, see, then others, through the group think they would collapse. It's like at the phony preacher events where they have one or two of the people that work at the church, they collapse and fall down, and then everybody else starts collapsing and falling down. It's group psychology, mob psychology. So I was watching all this, and they would have in the background TVs way far off, Obama mania. Then they would flash it for about a third of a second. Not even really subliminal. It's becoming more overt. Once people are hypnotized and set up to this wavelength, it gets more overt. So they would, for about a third of a second, hit the screen with, I was watching MSNBC when they were doing that, with Obama mania, 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 flashing in and out of each transition. I mean, scientific warfare, attacking info base, in arouse sexual states, ooh, 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 with computers flashing, lights, dazzling subliminals. All Obama is for is to divert you with the new fad while they loot what's left in the treasuries. We're 5 weeks in. $5 trillion's been stolen. They're accelerating the takeover. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com is everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son,
I went ahead and told, after a lot of soul searching, and I know they're listening, they tell me they listen routinely and they were describing the show in a lot of detail, I decided to not be interviewed by National Geographic. Now, it's a film production crew. The guy, Mr. Erickson, does all these hit pieces on JFK and other, quote, conspiracies. And I'd agreed to do it knowing it was a hit piece. But why walk into something where it's that stacked of a deck? Just to get on TV, just to, you know, have my face out there, as P.T. Barnum said, just get my name right in the newspaper. I don't care what you say about me. Any publicity is good publicity. You know, that may be true, but I just don't want to be around those type of people anymore. I mean, I'm not intimidated by being interviewed. In fact, I'd probably fall asleep during the interview. That's the biggest problem I face now. I don't really get butterflies doing my radio show. I don't get butterflies talking to 5,000 people. I don't get, you know, a big crowd. I don't get butterflies. Even when cops run up and tell me they're going to arrest me and I don't have free speech and I can't be videotaping a checkpoint. I just feel sorry for them now and look into their zombie eyes and realize their children have no future, that they were robbed of their manhood and patriotism. I mean, I've lost a lot, just as I've gained a lot intellectually, mentally, spiritually, because I just don't want to be around those people. You know, so they can interview me for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours is what they wanted, and then put 2 minutes of me in a TV show looking like a fool. And so they can have all their experts in glistening office buildings with shining stainless steel furniture and $4,000 suits wearing spectacles with the name expert under them, and then so they can cut to me and blow the video color out and stretch my face out. And that's what Popular Mechanics did in History Channel. And I'm just like, why? Why do I even want to do that? And then they get so amazed when you don't care about going on national TV, when you don't, when you're not like the rest of the American people who are all into this crud. You think I care about your false reality? You think I care when I know the government's putting poison in the water to brain damage us and I have their documents? When I know this criminal group has killed 3 million Iraqis in my name, in your name? When I know they're predatory? When I know they're parasitic, when I know we're going into tyranny, when I know we're facing a total breakdown of society by design, world government, eugenics, worldwide one-child policies, soft-kill weapons, you think I care about you? You think I care about your TV channel? You think I care about your production company? You think I care one iota? No, I don't care. And I will not be a cutout prop to give some illusion that you gave fair and balanced time. Now, I have to say that when the BBC wants to interview me, even though it's hit pieces, I'll do it because at least they'll let us say a little bit. And it's happened with a few other channels. Say, 2020. Things I've been on, Extra, Hard Copy, stuff like that. But today, last time I was on Extra, the guy came over when I was in Denver. And he said, this is all going to, you know, this will be on TV. I'll have you say that. Of course, we were streaming live over the Internet while he was sitting there. So that all went out on Justin TV. And I'm like, okay. Sitting around the kitchen in the condo we were staying in Denver. And he went and edited the piece together. And then they lied and basically never put out any of the truth in the piece. So, see, now I'm seeing them lie even more, and it's not even spinning or half-truths now. It's just deception. So, this Sunday, I watched Inside the JFK Shooter Car, produced by the same guy that's doing this 9/11 film with Stephen Jones and others. And by the way, I got Stephen Jones and some of those guys on the show tomorrow, because I was going to have them on air while they were here videotaping me. That wasn't their idea. I just thought to do it because they're separately interviewing them, and then they were going to interview me after. They'll still be on, Kevin Ryan and others, about all the new developments and the implosion of the towers. But I watched this show Sunday night with my wife, and it was worse than any hit piece I've ever seen. Totally 100% one-sided. They used as their premise faulty data because the Secret Service says there was blood splatters in the front of the car going along with their official story that he was shot from the back when the whole back of his head blows off, clearly shot in the front. I mean, they grabbed that Chrysler and they went and scrubbed it and cleaned it and ripped all the metal out and rebuilt it and acted completely suspicious with all of it. So the basic evidence they're using at the bedrock is a fraud. They got some plastic head with gelatin in it, and they've got it leaning forward at an angle, and they shoot it, and it blows up forward, and then they say, oh, we won't show you the president actually having his head blown off or part of it blown off because that would be too disrespectful. We'll show you a computer generation. And, of course, I went and looked at the Zapruder film right after that, and that is not what the splatter looked like, you can see on the film. But the good news is I went to the Discovery Channel website that had hundreds of comments within a few minutes of the show ending, and it was just like, I've always been skeptical that it was more than one gunman, but this thing is so one-sided that, this just makes a mockery out of it. And then, I mean, 99% of the comments, I'd say 98%. So I read about 100 of them, and there were probably two or three for it. So 97%, whatever. The vast majority were just, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. And they went through all of the reasons it was a joke. Of course, I also separately know about Discovery Channel. One of the best known documentary filmmakers in the country, the folks that made Paradise Lost and Some Kind of Monster and Brother's Keeper. They were making a film about 9/11 truth for Discovery Channel, but this was really to be fair. And Joe, one of the filmmakers, said, they've got new management there, and they claim they want it to be fair, and you guys have pretty much convinced us of a lot, and we've gone and checked what you're saying, and I don't know if they're even going to let me get this on. I've never had a film refused. But this was high budget for Discovery Channel, $3.5 million. And most of those shows are about $200,000 to make. $300,000. And he said, I don't know if they're going to let me put this out. And they started calling going, yeah, they want us to basically put some neocons in there with their side of the story. We already have people with the other side, but they kind of want it to be a hit piece. And I've never seen this happen, but I'm not going to do it. And so that entire $3.5 million film shot over a year by guys that, make films that are blockbusters, for documentaries. I mean, these two guys, they're as big as it gets. It's Michael Moore and then them under them. Never will be seen. Discovery Channel didn't even want to sell all the footage back to the company so they could release it because they wanted to release it. And I never made a big deal about that. It's just to understand how controlled things are. Remember Sunday's show? I read from the Center for Democracy and Media and from the Congressional Budget Office about they looked at only 75 U.S. TV stations, broadcast stations, and found every night they have fake news they were paid to air. And it's how great and safe statin drugs are and how everyone needs them, including children, paid for. They're totally deadly, heart attacks, cancer, liver failure, thousands of studies, literally, very widely studied, thousands of studies. Their newscast paid for by the government saying it's the law to take vaccines. The local station is paid to lie to you. And I mean, that's how bankrupt the government is. Corporations, the government, tens of billions a year, and fake news. That's just every one of the TV stations they looked at. They can't look at them all. There's thousands. So, I mean, why should I even dignify? Why should I even dignify people that whose job it is to discredit the alternative media by hook or by crook? I mean, why? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be part of it. I don't care about your world and all this crud you care so much about. To me, materialism is only to feed and clothe my family and be secure and pay for court costs if things get trumped up on me and to help grandma out if she's broke. That's it. It isn't my God. You understand? On my hierarchy of needs and what's important in my life is my name, telling the truth, being informed, helping others, building a better world because I'm part of this species and I live forever. As long as this species goes on forever. I enjoy people doing well. I enjoy people having nice homes and creating beautiful things and going to the stars and going to the depths of the ocean and trailblazing and discovering. And I have joy thinking about our progeny. I want to communicate with the future. I want to be part of the future through their joy. That's what art and literature and culture and all of this is about. It is about wanting to communicate with the future. It's about wanting to reach out and let humanity know you love them. I'm not afraid of dying, folks, because I know there's going to be happy children that come. Not even my children or my grandchildren. There are going to be other people that have the same thoughts and same ideas and similar thoughts and even greater ideas and love and passion and courage. If we can keep the species whole, not let it be mutated through this transition period we're going through, allow ourselves to truly get to the next level we're meant to go to, we can literally do it all. You got the New World Order on the other side. They are all about hating the beautiful, hating the strong, hating the independent. They hate you because they're intelligent, but they got a blind spot. They only think about themselves. They're inherently selfish in the now. George Bush was later asked about it, and he said, that's what I meant to say. I don't care about the future because I'm not in it. See, inherently thinking about themselves, inherently not understanding they're connected to everything else. Inherently wicked. Cancerous. Disconnected from the rest of the universe. Not plugged in. They are little babies beating on their chest like a baby gorilla. That's what all of this crud is about. All of these festooning themselves with signets and logos of power. You know, the modern headdresses and the epaulets and the trappings of rank. It is poppycock. It is preening peacock, subhuman posing. Like a peacock displaying. That's not who I am. And that's not who humanity is. All right, I said I'd take your calls. We'll do it in the next segment, end of the next hour. A lot of audio clips coming up as well. A lot of other news here I've got in front of me. But perception is not reality. You can have a hologram being pumped into video sunglasses you're wearing. And you can think you're walking down a beautiful forest path, but you're really about to walk off the edge of a cliff and fall 3,000 feet. Perception is not reality. And this radio show is closer to the real reality in this plane of existence and what we're really dealing with than what you're getting on TV by light years. Do I claim to have all the answers or have a corner on the market of reality? Absolutely not. I'm telling you, it is endless and limitless and just gorgeous. Even the ugliness in it only makes the good that much more beautiful, that much more shining, just unspeakable wells of energy and life and love and creativity. Compared to these black holes of darkness that wheel around about us. So, whether you like it or not, television is very dangerous to watch, especially the news channels. I mean, all of the men and women putting off sexual desire body language, giggling and smirking and laughing while you're being bombarded with 20, 30, 40 different types of visual input, so that your mind shifts into subconscious mode so we can gather all the data. You see, there's so much going on, you have to go into an unconscious mode to be able to gather it all, instead of focusing in on the one thing being said, the one thing being done. And there's semantical deception on top of it. You know, that's an old trick of hunters. You, on purpose, this has been done for thousands of years, since it's been written about it, goes back further than that, about how to relax when you're hunting. In ancient times with a spear or a bow or a throwing spear, a musket, you relax looking out into the woods, looking out into the vista around you for movement. But you're seeing everything. You're just relaxed seeing the entire picture in front of you. You're in a trance. And then you see the bird, you see the squirrel, you see the hawk, you see the deer moving back in the forest, coming out into the clearing, coming up towards the path to the water hole where you're sitting squatting in the brush. You see, that's natural to relax and take everything in. But they artificially switch you into that, but you're not sitting there by a water hole taking everything in unconsciously, where you can then switch into conscious mode when you see the prey. You are the prey, with your mind wide open, being bombarded by Pentagon-designed systems, which scores of studies show actually brain damage you. Television brain damages you because it stops you from forming new neural pathways. And so as old brain matter dies, 30,000 plus brain cells a day, new neural pathways are not made through the brain matter and you have retardation.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The point I'm making is you are being bombarded. You are being propagandized. It's not just that government corporations are paying to have lies and fake news put in the newscast of TV, big dominant news stations, radio stations. Admit it. And it just continues. It's that the venue, the medium, the way they're giving you the information is also a form of brainwashing. Okay, I want to go to your phone calls just on any issue you want to discuss, but I do have a lot of other news that's coming up. in the next hour. And again, Alan Watt is joining us later. Let's talk to John in Illinois, then Karen, Graham, Catherine, Mike, and others. Go ahead, John. You're on the air from Illinois.
Hey there. How's it going today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good, good, good. Yeah, you were talking about the Discovery Channel and about how they filmed a 9/11 truth piece and about how it's never going to air.
Yes.
Yeah, if you remember back, I believe it was in the early 90s, there was a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence that was completed, and they were getting ready to air it, and apparently they pulled all the copies. I guess the feds came and seized all the copies.
No, no, I'm the one that put it on local access TV like 12 years ago, so yes, I'm aware of it. People always send me emails going, why don't you talk about this? You're covering it up. No, we actually put the Conspiracy of Silence out.
Oh, yeah. That's
I was sent it by the people that weren't allowed to release it.
Yep, yep. And, you know, we have, what is it, five corporations that basically control all mainstream media. You have Vivendi, you have Viacom, you have the Walt Disney Corporation, News Corp, and I think it's Barrelman AG. And those five corporations basically control everything that you listen to on the radio and watch on television.
And now they're moving to shut down the free internet and make it basically a cable system they control openly. They're openly announcing they're doing it, and the public can't believe it.
Unbelievable, man. Absolutely unbelievable. And you were also talking about how these cliques or whatever you want to call it, like, you know, you have the gangsters and the punks. It's all controlled opposition to get infighting, you know, to distract us from the real issues.
Well, that's what I was going to say, and I never finished the thought, is that once they get you in a fad-driven system where you just adopt, like it's a suit of clothes, whatever group you're part of, once they have you in that mindset, they then go, okay, now you're an Obama maniac, and he's going to save you. But I've never seen them so unified, so openly worshiping somebody, and they're telling you, he's going to take over. He's going to have work brigades. He's going to give you government jobs. He's going to fix it all. And so let me tell you, it's going to get bad. I mean, I've never seen them get behind somebody like this in U.S. history.
Oh, absolutely. I just want to shout out a website to everybody. It's Obama Messiah. Everybody needs to go and check that out if you don't think these people are totally worshiping this man. It's just unbelievable.
No, mainstream TV. I mean, they pay these women to sit there and Twitter and start breathing heavy, you know, heaving their chest up, I mean, showing classic, you know, mammal, you know, that's the classic, you know, a female in highest excitement, you know, pre-mating. I mean, this is right when the mammals are coming together. It's just, look, it's just like when you're hunting deer. It's all about hunting. The globalists, that's what, I mean, they're acting predatory against us. It's like they'll go out and put out buck spray. You know, the smell of a doe or whatever, the smell of a buck, to trick them to come in. They visually have the females alert and on TV and smile at you and smack and while they're selling you evil. I mean, this is warfare, ladies and gentlemen. And we just buy it hook, line, and sinker. I appreciate your call. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you need to realize you are under attack. You are under attack. Karen, Graham, Catherine, Mike. And then again, the men do the same thing, but it's all the classical behavioral psychology, sexual psychology. The federal government pays to have all these studies done. The males then do what women want.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.